आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
SBS हिंदी पर मैं हूं आपके साथ अनीता बरार, और आइए आज मुलाकात करवा रही हूं ऑस्ट्रेलिया डे पर मेडल ऑफ द ऑर्डर ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया यानी OAM से सम्मानित डॉक्टर रामानंद कामत जी के साथ में। पीडियाट्रिक गैस्ट्रो एंट्रोलॉजी के क्षेत्र में उनकी निरंतर सेवा के लिए उन्हें ये सम्मान दिया गया है। डॉक्टर कामत 80 के दशक में ऑस्ट्रेलियन नेशनल लिवर ट्रांसप्लांटेशन यूनिट के लिए फाउंडेशन कंसल्टेंट और पीडियाट्रिक गैस्ट्रो एंट्रोलॉजिस्ट रहे, और 80 और 90 के दशक में वेस्टमीड चिल्ड्रन हॉस्पिटल में डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ एस्ट्रो एंट्रोलॉजी के हेड रहे। इसके अलावा वो 80 से अधिक साइंटिफिक पेपर्स के ऑथर या को ऑथर रहे हैं, और 90 के दशक में वो ऑस्ट्रेलियन सोसाइटी फॉर पीडियाट्रिक गैस्ट्रो एंट्रोलॉजी एंड न्यूट्रिशन के अध्यक्ष भी रहे हैं। तो आइए उनसे मुलाकात करते हैं। डॉक्टर कामत, SBS हिंदी पर आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है। सबसे पहले तो आपको बहुत बहुत बधाई कि आपको ये सम्मान मिला है। क्या मायने रखता है ये सम्मान आपके लिए? What does it mean to you?
Well, it's a great honor to have been recognized in my field of work.
Yeah.
And for somebody who migrated to this country almost 50 years ago, and who had to start from scratch. There were lots of impediments, but I started the job at the Children's Hospital as a single man department, and I had directions from the hospital, especially the hospital board, that I have a fully fledged pediatric gastroenterology department covering all aspects of gastroenterology. Previously, my predecessor was only using his skill to do small intestinal biopsy and nothing else. Of course, he was an adult physician, because there are no pediatricians qualified in pediatric gastroenterology. So I was appointed with hardly any qualification, but lots of experience. But I topped it up by going to various places to comply with the local standard, local qualification requirement, and registration requirement.
I understand this is a digestive problem or digestive disorder in children.
Yes. Gastrointestinal tract digestion, absorption, also involving colonic health and disease, and also ancillary organs related to gastrointestinal tract, namely pancreas, which is extremely important for digestion, and gallbladder and liver. All these are part of gastroenterology.
So,
whereas when I first came, only small intestinal biopsy technique was the only thing that was being done for children. And if anything else came, different pediatricians who were not trained in any of those fields, you know, substituted. It was not a very satisfactory state of affair.
So what was that moment when you decided to devote yourself for babies and children and towards this issue?
Oh, that dates back to very, very, very long time ago. When I was a little boy, about, I would say 6 or 7 years old, you know, in India, were pure vegetarians, okay? So the only source of high-class protein that we could get was milk and milk products. So my grandfather used to have a few cows, and my mother and father, they also had a couple of cows. And my grandfather decided to have a buffalo. And the buffalo was a pregnant buffalo when he bought, and she delivered you know, promptly in a few weeks' time. I was quite delighted for the first time to see a buffalo and the calf. The calf, within 2 or 3 hours after birth, started getting up, and the mother led him to the udder, and he started suckling quite well. But the next day, he was not interested in feeding. The mother was getting very anxious. The third day, it was disaster. He did not even get up from the floor. He was lying down with eyes rolling up and frothing in his mouth, and then he started generalized convulsions, like human beings get epilepsy, you see. So my grandfather was so upset, he called the Ayurvedic veterinary person, who of course said those days, had very little training or education in that field, and promptly the buffalo calf died. It took me more than 20 years when I studied medicine to recognize that this buffalo calf had a very rare metabolic disorder. Now that made me interested not only in pediatrics but also in metabolic disorders. Particularly, the seat of the lesion is in the liver. You see. Now, of course, I used to take food for my great grandfather, who was an Ayurvedic physician. So my mother, my grandmother, used to take some food and send it to him. He lived by himself because his wife had passed away, and watching him making diagnosis very quickly and dispensing medicine without even writing a prescription at a very, very cheap rate, that really impressed me. I said, I'm going to be a doctor and I have to be very quick in making diagnosis. Diagnosis made without delay, without too much cost in terms of pain to the child and family and financial burden. That was my main aim. And I determined to become a pediatrician.
Since we understand it's a common digestive problem in children. So what causes this?
The most common condition that a child presents to a GP is with the simple diarrhea, which is called gastroenteritis. And most of those cases are caused by a viral infection. And for many years, we didn't know which virus was responsible for it. In fact, when I was working in India, the main theme of my research was virus infection of the gastrointestinal tract. We did lots of research in that area, but to my disappointment, one virus which we missed in our investigations was the main virus which was causing diarrheal disease. We knew that there was a virus. We couldn't isolate it, identify it, or name it. It could only be identified at that time using an electron microscope looking at the poo or the stool. Now, to the credit of the people in Melbourne at the Royal Children's Hospital, they were the first who discovered a particular virus which has now been shown to be present all over the world and cause about 40 to 50% of the cases of acute gastroenteritis in children. And that is called rotavirus. That was discovered and named in Royal Children's Hospital, Melbourne. And subsequently, of course, there is a vaccine against the virus, and it has become a routine vaccination of children in this country and also in many other countries as well, including India.
Interesting to know. And while we are talking about gastro issues, just wanted to check, are bananas good for gastro?
Well, bananas are good for anybody, but when the child is vomiting and is sick, for a short period of time, 6 to 12 hours, only fluids are given. As soon as the vomiting has stopped, you should not continue to starve the child. Earlier introduction of food is better for recovery from gastroenteritis. In the olden days, children used to be starved for 1 or 2 days, and then quarter-strength milk, then half-strength milk, gradually they will introduce. That actually delays recovery. Because to recovery from any infection, particularly gastro infection, you need energy. And where do you get energy if you just put dilute milk or just oral rehydration solution? So very quickly, as soon as the vomiting has stopped, should start solid. And if the child is at an age group where he's able to eat banana, well, you might also give banana, no problem. Well, your listeners are very well-informed, highly educated, most of them. The important thing is they have to keep up with the modern methods of diagnosing and treating children with any illness, not just gastrointestinal, and they must be very quick. Yes, early diagnosis is very essential. And if one does not know what they are dealing with, a prompt referral should be made in recognizing the fact that in this country, that's Australia, there are excellent facilities available. Most GPs are very well trained in looking after common conditions, including simple gastroenteritis, which in most cases turned out to be virus. But in some instances, very rarely indeed, the illness may be quite a serious thing, which may not be an infection of the gut, but which may be a condition which requires surgery, a surgical condition, like intussusception. And there are a number of disorders. And in small children, it's often difficult to distinguish between a simple infection causing a problem or a more serious life-threatening medical condition like intestinal obstruction.
जी डॉक्टर कामत, आपके साथ बात करकर बहुत अच्छा लगा है और बहुत कुछ जानकारी भी आपने दी है. आपको ये जो सम्मान मिला है, एक बार फिर उसके लिए आपको बधाई भी दूंगी. और आज आपने हमारे लिए ये समय निकाला है, बहुत बहुत आपका धन्यवाद.
थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर दैट. आई वुड लाइक टू से द सेम थिंग टू यू फॉर इंटरव्यूइंग मी, गिविंग मी एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू appear on your program so that the knowledge of the gastrointestinal tract, the diseases which prevail in this country, must be disseminated. So we have made a great progress, and for instance, when I came into this country, there was no such thing as liver transplantation. Somewhere in the late 80s, we were successful in getting a grant from the federal government for starting the first national liver transplantation program, both for adults and children, and I'm very proud to say that I was one of the applicants for that.
बहुत बहुत आपको मुबारक उसके लिए भी और अभी भी जो आपको सम्मान मिला है, ये सब आपकी मेहनत का, आपके डेडिकेशन का ही असर है.
थैंक यू वेरी मच.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने, इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं. SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने, इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं.